ceasing the links of dependent origination.
When Shakyamuni Buddha was in Hualin Hall of Hualin Cave, telling a group of monks stories of previous lives of Buddhas, he spoke of a past eon when Vipassana Buddha had been a prince. After being ordained by Ashramana, he travelled with a group of monks from village to village, country to country. No matter where he went, people always respected him and made reverent offerings to him. It then occurred to Vipassana Bodhisattva, "It is very noisy amidst masses of people." Thereafter, he found a quiet, secluded place and practiced diligently, contemplating day and night. One day, with his wisdom, he observed how sentient beings of the world are constantly in darkness. Birth, aging, sickness, and death, we are forced to suffer much anguish. Life is fragile. Having come from elsewhere, we were reborn here. Having died here, we will be reborn elsewhere. Because of suffering stemming from our five skandhas of form, feeling, thinking, mental activity, and consciousness, there is transmigration in the six realms of heaven, asura, human, animal, ghost, and hell. Birth and death stream continuously one after the other. There is no reprieve. This suffering is endless, truly piteous, truly lamentable. I wonder when sentient beings will become aware of the five skandhas creating their suffering and practice diligently to eventually cease the suffering of their cyclic existence in the stream of never-ending birth and death. And then he thought, what is the cause of sentient beings, birth and death? Ah, I understand. It is due to birth that there is aging and death. Tracing to the source, birth is the cause, aging and death the conditions. However, why does birth arise? It is due to becoming that it arises. Thus, becoming is the condition for birth. And where does becoming arise from? It arises from grasping. Thus, grasping is the condition for becoming. And why does grasping arise? Because grasping arises from craving. Craving is therefore the condition for grasping. And why does craving arise? Craving arises because of feeling. Thus, feeling is the condition for craving. And how does feeling arise? Feeling arises from contact. Thus, contact is the condition for feeling. And where does contact arise from? Contact arises from the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind. That is, entry through our six senses. Thus, these six sense entries are the conditions for contact. And how do the six sense entries arise? Six sense entries arise because of sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and thought. That is, all name and form. Thus, all name and form are the conditions for six sense entries. However, why do all name and form arise? Because name and form arise from consciousness. Thus, consciousness is the condition for all name and form. And why does consciousness arise? Consciousness arises because of mental activity. Thus, mental activity is the condition for consciousness. And why does mental activity arise? Because of ignorance, it arises. Thus, ignorance is the condition for mental activity. This ignorance is the absence of clarity and brightness. So it is as such. Because there is ignorance, so there is mental activity. Because of mental activity, there is consciousness. Because of consciousness, there are name and form. Because of name and form, there are six sense entries. Because of six sense entries, there is contact. Because of contact, there will be feeling. Because of feeling, there is then craving. Because of craving, there is the want to grasp. Because of grasping, there is becoming. Because of becoming, there is birth. Because of birth, there are suffering and anguish of aging, sickness and death, as well as the mental state of worry, sadness and distress. Suffering from five skandhas as such has stemmed from the arising of a thought, which then accumulated to multitudes of suffering. And then he thought, such a development for sentient beings is truly too distressing. What method can we use so that there will be no more worry, sadness and sorrow, and the suffering of aging, sickness and death? With his wisdom, he observed and was illuminated with awakening. Ah, without birth, there is no anguish of aging, sickness and death. If birth ceases, the suffering from aging and death also naturally ceases. Without becoming, there is no birth. Thus, if becoming ceases, it follows that birth ceases. Without grasping, there is no becoming. Thus, ceasing grasping also ceases becoming. Without craving, there is no grasping. Ceasing craving therefore ceases grasping. Without feeling, there is also no craving. Ceasing feeling therefore ceases craving. And if we do not come into contact, there is naturally no feeling. If we do not use our eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body and mind, that is, entry through these six senses, these six sense entries cease, and thus contact also ceases. If we do not take in sight, sound, smell, taste, touch and thought, there are no names and forms. Therefore, there are no six sense entries. Because names and forms cease, so too do the six sense entries cease. If the discriminating consciousness ceases, there will be no myriad of terminology and forms. Thus, when consciousness ceases, name and form also cease. If there is no mental activity, then there is no discriminating consciousness. Ceasing mental activity therefore ceases consciousness. If each and every sentient being has no ignorance, not a thought arises, and there is constant illumination of pure awareness, then there isn't any behavior or action that brings about suffering. In conclusion, ignorance ceases, thus mental activity ceases. Mental activity ceases, thus consciousness ceases. Consciousness ceases, thus name and form cease. Name and form cease, thus six sense entries cease. Six sense entries cease, thus contact ceases. Contact ceases, thus feeling ceases. Feeling ceases, thus craving ceases. Craving ceases, thus grasping ceases. Grasping ceases, thus becoming ceases. Becoming ceases, thus birth ceases. Birth ceases, thus so do aging, death, worry, sorrow, anguish, etc. All ceases. Vipassin Bodhisattva, contemplated as such. The five skandhas extinguished completely. Then arose knowledge, arose insight, arose pure awareness, arose realization, arose complete clarity, arose wisdom, and arose attainment of enlightenment. Thus, observing the 12 links of dependent origination forwards and backwards, knowing as such, seeing as such, instantly there was no arising and no ceasing. Brightness of pure awareness illuminated. And on his seat, Vipassin Bodhisattva attained supreme Buddhahood.